He lit a cigarette. He hadn't smoked since college, and for the first 2 months at Trumbull, he'd resisted the temptation. Now it helped with the boredom, but only a pack a day. His blood pressure was up and down. Heart disease ran in the family. At 56, with 9 years to go, he would leave in a box, he was certain. 3 years, 1 month, 1 week. And Beach was still counting the days in as opposed to the days to go. Just 4 years ago, he'd been building his reputation as a tough young federal judge who was going places. 4 rotten years. When he traveled from one courthouse to the next in East Texas, he did so with a driver, a secretary, a clerk, and a U.S. Marshal. When he walked into a courtroom, people stood out of respect. Lawyers gave him high marks for his fairness and hard work. His wife had been an unpleasant woman, but with her family's oil trust, he'd managed to live peacefully with her. The marriage was stable, not exactly warm, but with 3 fine kids in college, they had reason to be proud. They had weathered some rough times and were determined to grow old together. She had the money, he had the status. Together, they'd raised a family. Where was there to go? Certainly not to prison. 4 miserable years. The drinking came from nowhere. Maybe it was pressure from work. Maybe it was to escape his wife's bickering. For years after law school, he'd been a light social drinker, nothing serious. Certainly not a habit. Once, when the kids were small, his wife took them to Italy for 2 weeks. Beach was left alone, which suited him fine. For some reason he could never determine or remember, he turned to bourbon. Lots of it. And he never stopped. The bourbon became important. He kept it in his study and sneaked it late at night. They had separate beds, so he seldom got caught. The trip to Yellowstone had been a 3-day judicial conference. He'd met the young lady in a bar in Jackson Hole. After hours of drinking, they made the sad decision to take a ride. While Hatley drove, she took off her clothes, but for no other reason than just to do it. Sex had not been discussed, and at that point, he was completely harmless. The 2 hikers were from D.C., just college kids returning from the trails. Both died at the scene, slaughtered on the shoulder of a narrow road by a drunken driver who never saw them. The young lady's car was found in a ditch, with Beach hugging the steering wheel, unable to remove himself. She was naked and knocked out.
He remembered nothing. When he awoke hours later, he saw for the first time the inside of a cell. "Better get used to it," the sheriff had said with a sneer.
Beach called in every favor and pulled every string imaginable, all to no avail. 2 young people were dead. He'd been caught with a naked woman. His wife had the oil money. So his friends ran like scared dogs. In the end, no one stood up for the Honorable Hatley Beach. He was lucky to get 12 years. MADD mothers and SADD students protested outside the courthouse when he made his first official appearance. They wanted a life sentence. Life. He himself, the Honorable Hatley Beach, was charged with 2 counts of manslaughter, and there was no defense. There was enough alcohol in his blood to kill the next guy. A witness said he'd been speeding on the wrong side of the road. Looking back, he'd been lucky his crime was on federal lands. Otherwise, he would have been shipped away to some state pen where things were much tougher. Say what you want, but the feds knew how to run a prison. He smoked alone in the semi-darkness, watching primetime comedy written by 12-year-olds. And there was a political ad, one of many those days. It was one Beach had never seen, a menacing little segment with a somber voice predicting doom if we didn't hurry and build more bombs. It was all very well done, ran for 1.5 minutes, cost a bundle, and delivered a message no one wanted to hear. Lake, before it's too late. Who the hell's Aaron Lake? Beach knew his politics. It had been his passion in another life, and at Trumbull he was known as a fellow who watched Washington. He was one of the few who cared what happened there. Aaron Lake? Beach had missed the guy. What an odd strategy, to enter the race as an unknown after New Hampshire. Never a shortage of clowns who wanted to be president.